And racing today as well at Taree. It looks like a fine day and a good three there. It'd be beautiful, I reckon. Gary Cleese for this morning. Gary?
Yeah, morning, Sean. Yeah, couldn't be any more exact, mate. Not a cloud in the sky and absolutely beautiful. I tell you what, we want some rain bad, Sean, really bad, and particularly where I am up on the northern rivers, but even down here. But no, it's in good order. They've been pumping the water on it. Matty McGurran's not riding today. He's rang in sick, so we've got a heap of replacements for him. But other than that, perfect. Good day.
All right, terrific. Now, the first there today, Maiden, and we've got a full field now. 11 Penny Fling, 280. 7 AO to 320. 10 Natural Predator to 7. 3 Marathon, 750. 8 Field Helmet, 11. Number 9, Lord Mish is 19. 12 She's Just Saying, 23. 1 Paddywhack, 26, along with 13 Stanmore. 5 Babalina, 34, with 6 Court Appeal. And then 2 He's Some Boy, and 4 Algerwood, 61.
Yeah, I'm 11, 7, 10 and 8. I'm with the 11 here, Penny Fling. She's had 3 runs for Johnny Sprague. She run third at Port, run 30 behind Oh No, Not Again, and went to Kempsey, and things never went right for her. She's slow to begin, and then she got up on heels at 9.50, and just over the last 100 metres, Sean, she never really got a crack at him, but looks nicely placed, well weighted, well drawn, should get a good run. 7, Yoda. Couple of runs back, was off the track second up at Tuncurry. Never got on the track, sat 3 and 4 deep the entire trip and did a good job only beating 1.4. You would think today from the one gate he's not going to be wide and he'll get a good run into the race. 10 Natural Predator, he's finding it hard to win. Rossi Stitt's got him. He's been placed 6 out of 20, but he goes back to the 1,400 metres today on his home track. This is his third up run. And 8 Field Helmet's getting better. He's a former Victorian horse, another horse in the John Spraggs yard. He's been doing a little bit wrong of late. He was a little bit better at Kempsey last start. So, obviously, he's learning our way of going. 11-7, 10-8, race 1.
Rightio. Now, race 2. Here we've got 1 Scratching, number 3, Stradance. 4 Clever Nick, 250. 7 Jordar is 370. 6 Stop the Fight at 6. Number 8, Gold Beret, 7. 2 Nothing Like Luca at 8. Number 1, Chalcedonia at 10. 5, We Won Ya, is 23. 9, Don't Mean Maybe, 31. And 10, Queen of the Grange, is $50. Now, one change here, Don't Mean Maybe, is Chloe Baker.
Yeah, I'm 4, 7, 6 and 8. I'm the 4 Clever Nick here. Chris Lees has got him. He won first up at Scone. He went to Tamworth to win his next class one. He run fourth, he's next. He went to Horsepoon. He led him up there, 1,400 metres. He was run down the last 150 metres. But just got a beautiful gate, Sean, to get a lovely running transit. Louise Day takes 3 off him. And he's going to be hard to beat. 7's the danger, Jordar. They let her lead like they did at Kempsey. They left her alone, and she just got her own way in front. And she has won here. She's won here. That was going back about 4 runs ago. But like I said, if they leave her alone, she's going to be hard to run down. 6 Stop the Fight, going well, drawn well to get a nice run. She's won here before. And 8 goes in here, Gold Break. Little fella that's ticking away good. He's been placed his last 2 at Kempsey and Port Macquarie, but he draws a nice gate to get a nice, easy running transit off a very quick speed. 4, 7, 6 and 8 in race 2.
Third event, and let's look here and see what the scratchings are. We have only the 1 Fashion Ticket, number 6. Now, 10 Bangkok, 270. 13 Play Now, 440. 8 Magic Ray, 460. 14 The Kiss is 7. 11 Desert Fox is 14. Number 2 Royal Duke, 17. 5 Birdie's Brook also 17, 4 Swamp Monster 19, 9 Warrumbungle 21, 7 Latin Girl is 51, then at $81, 12 Dior Holiday, 1 Ranger Tom and 3 Shadow of Dreams. And 1 late riding change here, Warrumbungle the 9 is Chris O'Brien.
Yeah, I'm 8, 10, 13 and 14. I'm with him here. Magic Ray, he runs second here at his second start in a race behind Zy Optimus, and then he went to Moree. It was well documented. Things never went right for him there. He draws good and I just like him. I know he's got out a little bit on tap.com.au, but I think he's going to get a lovely run. The big danger is 10 Bangkok. I mean, she debuted here in a real good maiden behind Final Frontier. Went back and just found winning lane a little bit too good for her to next run, but she's weighted right, she's drawn right, got the good jock on board. 13 Play Now, lightly raced filly, another one from the Chris Lee's yard. I like the way she got back. She was probably worse than midfield in that race at Kempsey and found the line really good, particularly the last 100 metres was the best part of her work. In 14, The Kiss, I want to have a look at her. Star Witness filly from the Paul Perry yard has had 3 trials, 2 trials back, winning 1 and running 2nd and the other being well schooled up in the trials. 8, 10, 13, 14 in race 3.
Now the 4th, and scratchings here are 4 Shepley, 8 Casino Mondial and 9 Invincible Gangster. 7 Zoeasy is 290, 14 Sunsilk Girl, 420, 16 Fashion Ticket, 550, 3 Nosy at 6, 2 Mr. De Niro at 10, 11 Valley Royal 11, 13 Our Trolley Dolly 26, along with 15 Magic Belinda, 12 One Sunday 34, 1 Fortune Teller 41, 5 City Dreamer, 10 The Iceman, and 6 So Dizzy, all $51. The one riding change here, Valley Royal the 11, is Scott Thurlow.
Yeah, I'm 7, 11, 14, and 2. I'm with Zoe Easy here. The 7, she gets some wickets back on today. She had a couple of runs for John Spragg, 5th here and 3rd at Kempsey. She led. She was run down only the last little bit. I like the blinkers going on, and I like her coming back to this type of around that 1,000 metres. And it's not an over-strong race. If she can get an easy lead, and probably if something goes quick and gives her a bit of cover. 11, Royal Valley. I want to have a look at him, because I reckon he's the big improver. He's had 2 runs back, and I saw him in the yard when he resumed first up at Coffs Harbour behind I'm in Pinch. In a hot maiden with 3 winners coming out of it. He was holding condition. Then he went to the Beaumont track running 6. But I reckon he'll be better today. 14, Sunsilk Girl, has only had the 1 start. Resumes here with 3 trials from the Perry Yard. But the day she did debut, she wasn't disgraced. It was on a very, very heavy track. And I want to have a look at the 2, Mr. De Niro. I don't know what happened to him at Gosford last start. His prior run was an absolute ripper at Kempsey. So maybe forget the last run. He draws good and he's in a good yard. 7, 11, 14 and 2 in race 4.
Now, 1 Prince Dylan comes out of the 5th. 2 Sapay, $2.40. Number 3 is Kenny Az, $4. 6 Blinkinardi, $4.60. 8 is The Optimist, is $7. Now, number 7, Our Tax Return, 9. 10 Mount Darra, 14. 4 Neon Jungle, 34. 9 Divine Hussey, 41. And then 5 Smart Ali, 11 Kadota, 12 Rambler Bay, all $71. The riding edition here will change for Neon Jungle, Serge Lisney.
Yeah, I'm 2, 3, 7, 10, Sean. I'm with CP. He's a lovely horse. He really is. And he ran second here first up on Cup Day. He led and he was run down late. Blue Moon Dream betting 2 when he ran second. He went to Tunco and he still led again. And Latchme wore him down and run him down late. Back to the 13. 2 solid runs back. Good gate. Lovely horse. Going to take a lot of betting. 3 as Kenny has. He's as honest as the day gone by. He'll give you a great run for your money. He's been here 3 times and been placed all of 3. He draws nice to get a nice run. 7 Our Tax Return. He's had a couple of solid runs back. I like the way he got back and he found the line late at Musselbrook, running second behind General Harmony. He only gets 52 kilos on his back. And 10 Mount Darra's going good. His last 2 runs at Coffs and Tongue Curry have had merit in it. He's trained here. Nice fiddles going good at the moment. Not a bad race. 2, 3, 7, 10, race 5.
Righto, race 6 and take out 7 Lucky Starlet. Now, number 12, Smoky Aura, is $3. 5, Snippinet, or Snippin' A is $3.20. Number 9, Rainy on Sunday, $7.50. 11, Sebring Fling, $8. 4, Mr. Hooterbell, $9. 1, Finero is $15. Number 6, Super Bonus, and 8, Near Selena, $16. 3, Killy's Culture, $21. Then 2, Hill of Knowledge, 13, Karma Chameleon, 10, Moken, all around the $41 mark. And the riding alteration, Smoky Aura, the favourite, is now Chris O'Brien.
Yeah, I'm 5, 9, 12 and 8. I'm in the stable, mate. Never know. He's going really good, this horse. And he's having his first go at the mile. No problems with him there. He did all the bullocking work to take the field after that tearaway leader in Jordar at Kempsey 2 weeks ago. His only win was in. He's only had 9 goes for a win and 3 placings. I like him. And he gets a little bit of claim for Chloe Baker. That's going to help him out. 9 rating on Sunday. She's only got to do what she did at Moore End. She'll be hard to beat. She was huge there beyond Unique Shadow. Got a mile back and just charged home. If she does what she did at Moree, she'll be really in the finish. 12 at the Smoky Aura, he's yet to win a race, but he's fit and he's going good, and he draws good and gets O'Brien aboard today. And 8, Never Selena. So I'm going to give her another chance. I don't think she's quite running up the 19, and she was held up a little bit on the corner. That margin of 5.5 should have been a bit closer. 5, 9, 12 and 8 in race 6, Sean.
All right. 4, Sucker. 6, Clint. 7, The Free World. 14, Black Comedy. 15, All the Flutter. 17, Don't Mean Maybe, out of race 7. 9, Mishiji, $3.40. 5, Mosray, $4.60. 10, Enigma, Anagami, rather, $6.50. 13, Ready's Aim Fire is $7. 2, Ackerman at 8. Then we go out to 11, Gold Dancer at 10. 12, Untamed or Unnamed Strategy at 11. 1, Settlers is 19, along with 8, Tia Coney. And 3, Moonlight Forest, 16, and Jubilations around the $23 mark. A couple of riding alterations here. Robert Thompson's on number 1, Settlers. And 3, Midnight Forest, Raymond Spokes.
Yeah, 19-2-13, Sean. I'm at the 9, Mr. GG here. I like the Cessnock run. I like the Musselbrook win. I don't think she was disgraced the other day when running 4th behind Nick on the run, beating 2.8 and a 60 rating. Gets back here to a 55 rating and draws a soft gate. Going to take a lot of running down this little man. 10 Emigami's the big danger. She's been here five times, one win, two placings. Well wrote up in the Stewart's report the other day. She never got a crack at him over the last 150 metres. So if she gets lucky today, she's going to be hard to beat. Ackerman, he comes back to his home track. He's only won the four, and all the wins have been here. And he won here 2 runs ago. He's probably got a little bit of a tricky gate with a big weight. And 13, Ready Zane Fire from the Bellamy Yard. He's on the quick backup from Grafton 4 days ago. But he's only beaten about 1.1 lengths behind Waterboy. Tough campaigner. Plenty of speed up that'll suit him. He's the runner on horse late. 19-2-13 in the last, Sean.
All right. Now, what stands out for you today, Gary? Anything take your eye?
Like race 2, number 4, Clever Nick. I think he's beautifully placed with the claim for Louise Day and draws the right gate. So he's my best. Race 2, number 4, Clever Nick. Quaddy numbers, 7, 11 and 14 in the first leg. 2, 3 and 7 second. And 5, 9 and 12 in the third leg. And in the last leg wide, 19, 2 and 13, Sean. So beautiful day. Not a cloud in the sky. Good day to go racing. Track's in good order. And hopefully we can find some winners, and we'll do it all again tomorrow at Armidale, mate.
All right, good on you, Gary. We'll look forward to hearing the late mail through the day.
Good on you, Sean. Thanks, mate.
Gary Cleese, you there?